From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. Juneau will see fireworks this 4th of July holiday. The Juneau Assembly voted last night to allow the annual fireworks show to go on with added safety restrictions, including a requirement to wear masks.
I think that people are people and we're all exhausted. And I think a lot of people could really use some relief right now.
That's Assemblymember Michelle Hale. Even though she was in favor of holding the fireworks, she said she will not attend the event and encourages anyone with medically at-risk loved ones at home to do the same. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandes spoke against holding the fireworks.
I know people are looking forward to it. I just don't think it's good precedent considering that everything that is still ongoing.
The downtown and Douglas 4th of July parades have already been canceled, along with the other Douglas events. The July 3rd fireworks display will take place at the normal time. The city will make additional parking available downtown for those who want to watch from their cars. The assembly will vote Monday on a mandate to require masks for anyone outside their cars at the event. And Chinese state media claimed last week that coronavirus was found on chopping boards used for imported salmon. Those rumors halted European salmon imports to China. While that could affect the market for Alaska salmon, experts say this season coronavirus is creating much bigger problems. KDLG's Sage Smiley took a look at how the pandemic is affecting the salmon market and has this report.
Let's hope this is one hell of an anomaly.
That's Gunnar Knapp, Professor Emeritus of Economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The market for salmon this year is in flux. Knapp says that's due to functional hurdles.
If you sort of want to categorize the bad news, the biggest factors are the sheer operating logistics for this industry in dealing with this virus and keeping the workers safe. That's one huge complexity. And the second is the drastic drop-off in restaurant consumption. And the third is the drastic decline in people's incomes. Those are the three major hits.
In a normal year, most of the uncertainty in the salmon market comes from the run itself, like how the harvest compares to the previous year and how processors will keep up.
Heck, every year brings surprises in salmon markets and salmon fisheries.
But with the COVID-19 pandemic this year, the market faces uncertainty on both the supply and demand sides. That means a lot of things are up in the air, making everything more difficult to predict. Researcher Brett Watson from UAA says one indicator can be found in the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, which lists permit prices.
CFEC is reporting about a $13,000 slip in Bristol Bay permit price sales from April to May. And so what that says to me is that fishers' short-run and long-run expectations have kind of decreased their value for what they're expecting to get out of the fishery.
That drop has brought permit prices back to where they were in early 2019, a change from the steady rise in prices over the past 3 years. The range of prices is also twice as large as it's been in years. Several Bristol Bay processors have reported cases of COVID-19 since processing workers started arriving in the bay. As the run picks up and the fleet starts catching fish, there are also questions about how those outbreaks will affect processing capability.
I saw that there was a report just a few minutes ago that there were another 12 positive confirmed cases in Dillingham, and that's going to pose real challenges to the processors as they try to figure out how to engage in their process safely, and that can impose real cost for them.
To summarize, on the supply side, the run is starting a little weak. Processors are taking on massive preventative costs to try and stave off plant outbreaks. Those costs might take the form of a lower base price for fishermen or higher retail price for consumers. We don't know much yet about fishing effort compared to last year or processing capacity, which adds another level of uncertainty. On the demand side, the industry is facing a global recession, reduced restaurant demand, lower household incomes, and lower farmed salmon prices, as well as that hiccup in the Chinese market for farmed salmon. That could be an indicator for the wild market. Does everything point to disaster? Gunnar Knapp, the UAA professor emeritus, isn't predicting anything.
There's a lot of not-so-great indications about the market going into the season, but in the longer run, there's sort of a good news story.
The long-term trend, Knapp says, is an increasing demand in the U.S. for salmon in general and wild salmon in particular.
The basic thing is, you still this tremendously wonderful fish resource if it's well managed and well marketed and well handled and Mother Nature willing.
Despite all the uncertainties facing the market this season, Knapp says they're almost all tied to the pandemic. If Bristol Bay weathers the economic storm this year, he says, hopefully the market will continue to improve. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.
In an op-ed for the Washington Examiner Monday morning, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy highlighted the Pacific Spaceport Complex in Kodiak to make a case that Anchorage and South Central Alaska should be the permanent headquarters for the U.S. Space Command. Jared Griffin with KMXT has this story.
Right now, the Space Command headquarters is at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado. In May, the U.S. Department of Defense announced a bidding process for selecting the permanent location of Space Command headquarters. On June 12th, Alaska Governor Dunleavy and Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz formally entered their bid proposing Anchorage as the new headquarters, and since then have cited Kodiak's launch complex, the Pacific Spaceport, to help make their appeal. Dunleavy's op-ed this week underscored Kodiak's place in Alaska's aerospace industry and in the country's military projects. However, both the governor's office and Alaska Aerospace Corporation, which runs the Pacific Spaceport Complex, say that if Anchorage is chosen as Space Command headquarters, Kodiak may not necessarily see more military launches from the Pacific Spaceport Complex. Alaska Aerospace CEO Mark Lester.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to confuse that Alaska Aerospace, who has continues to build aerospace in the state, and this is one opportunity here with U.S. Space Command headquarters that doesn't make the Kodiak launch site a military base. There would be no intent to do that. The Kodiak base, we worked long and hard to get that an FAA commercial spaceport license. Commercial opportunities continue to grow.
Lester acknowledged that nearly all launches from the Pacific Spaceport have supported U.S. military projects. Jeff Turner, Deputy Director of Communications for Governor Dunleavy, also said that the Kodiak Spaceport can be used for military purposes if needed, but could not speculate if the spaceport is planned to support U.S. Space Command military missions. According to Turner, Governor Dunleavy's inclusion of the Pacific Spaceport Complex in his proposal is to highlight Alaska's space launch facilities and should not be interpreted as a statement about military projects at the spaceport. Lester reiterated that the Kodiak Launch Complex is part of this proposal campaign to promote the idea of an Anchorage Space Command headquarters, as it demonstrates Alaska's overall space capabilities, including the Poker Flat site in Fairbanks.
You know, it's important wherever U.S. Space Command is housed is to have space capabilities that surround it. And not that they're directing those capabilities or there's a direct line, but having a workforce that understands how various elements of space assets come together to support our warfighting capabilities is important. So the spaceport has had a long support in military launches, government launches, or suborbital tests. And that's an important piece of knowledge having here in Alaska.
Lester said that if the state's Space Command proposal is approved, they will have to build another spaceport for related missions and projects. In the meantime, the U.S. Air Force is tasked with reviewing all of the headquarter nominees and is expected to make their selection in early 2021. For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.
Anyone entering a federal courthouse in Alaska must wear a mask or face covering or they will not be allowed inside. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess issued the order Monday. It applies to all employees and visitors at least 2 years old entering federal courthouses in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau unless they have a doctor's note about a medical condition that prevents them from wearing a mask. Employees in a private office or workspace with at least 6 feet of distance from others can temporarily remove the mask while working in that space. In addition, Burgess also prohibited entry for anyone with COVID-19 symptoms, anyone who has been in self-isolation or self-quarantine within the last 14 days, and anyone who in the last 14 days has been in close contact with someone diagnosed with the disease. The order is in effect until August 3rd. And a company that makes a popular ice cream treat announced last Friday that it will change the branding because the name is derogatory. The, quote, Eskimo Pie is a chocolate-covered vanilla ice cream bar that was first invented in 1920. The move by parent company Dreyer's comes after the other food brands announced changes following nationwide protests against police violence. This is KTOO News.